This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam consultation is $25. A lot of the times people ask if we work with different insurances. We work with a lot of different insurance. If you bring in your insurance card, we will check and get it verified for you. So you'll know time and cost-wise before anything happens. Now, what do we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic? What makes us so different? And really, it's that we look at the body as a whole. So many times, we try to just take a symptom and figure out the symptom. But the symptom is not necessarily the cause of the problem. For example, I just went through some testing with a woman and who had energy problems, right? Just exhausted, fatigued all the time. So she kept going to the doctor and they kept trying to check her thyroid and check her thyroid. And her thyroid kept coming back normal. We thought nothing up, right? You're fine, you know, maybe you just need more rest. Well, we went in and did some testing. We looked. So your brainstem and spinal cord are what control every cell, organ, and tissue in the body. And so she had the loss of curve in her neck. It was compressing the nerves that went out to her thyroid. And that's how everything functions, from the brain down the spinal cord, out the nerve that connect to organs. We are not a wireless system. We are hardwired. So we looked at that, found that she had bacteria growing in her intestines, which oftentimes if you have bacteria growing inside of your intestines, it makes it so you're not absorbing all of the nutrients properly. So she was severely deficient in B vitamins. So when conventional medicine looked and said, you know, we don't really see anything, we looked and said, you know, we see tons of things that likely is causing this. And so there's just a lot where ordinary medicine and chiropractic fails. This is where people thrive in our office. They see results. And it's because of the sheer fact that we look at the body as a whole. Everything is connected. You can't think that you're going to affect one organ system and all of the other ones aren't going to be affected. It might not be right away that you can see through the symptom, but our goal is not to really address the symptom. Our goal is to get to the cause. Right. Think about this. It makes sense. People who've ever experienced sciatic pain, right? The pain that runs down, the hip pain, the buttocks pain, the leg pain, it runs all the way down into your toes. Think about this. Imagine you're like, oh, I've got this sciatic pain. And you go to the doctor and he's like, well, clearly you have a leg problem because you've got this pain radiating into your leg. Right. Let's look at your leg and see what we can do for your leg. When really we know it's a sciatic nerve problem. And that sciatic nerve problem starts in the nerves in your back. So even though you may not have back pain, those nerves start in your lower back, your lumbar spine. So if there's that compression and it's compressing your sciatic nerves, well, that's what goes down to your leg. So you can address the leg all you want, but the leg is not the problem. The leg is the symptom. Right? And so that's ultimately what our design is to do, right? You have migraine headaches. So you take an over-the-counter and your headaches go away for a little bit. But every month, guess what comes back? When the weather changes, when you go through your cycle, just chronic pain for headaches. And you say, hey, take this over-the-counter. Hey, let's do some injections. Hey, we take some Imitrex. Hey, we're going to like the Botox injections that they're doing to the base of the spine. But that's guess where it comes right back? The headache. Because when you really look at it, your headaches are not caused from a lack of pain medication. So if your headaches aren't caused because you lack pain medication, then why is that pain medication the solution? Why wouldn't we think about figuring out how to get to the root cause, right? And that's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Our goal is to figure out how do we get down to the root cause of the problem and be able to take care of that cause so it isn't something you have to continue to keep worrying about for the rest of your life. You know, I see these people who come into the office with that are in their late 20s, early 30s, 40s, and they have these chronic conditions that have been plaguing them for years. And I'm just like, if you are 29 years old, if you are 39 years old, and you have pain enough to the point where you can't function in everyday life, or if it's one that you can still function, but it's just there, it's like, what does it look like in 10 years if you do nothing, right? Your symptoms on its own, if you choose to do nothing for your health, is it going to get better or worse, right? And so you have to be proactive. And again, that's one of the things that we like to do. I had a patient who came in, and that was my good thing of the day yesterday. My good thing of the day yesterday was that we had a new patient who came in. She's like, I have no pain. I'm here for wellness. I feel pretty good. I'm a runner. I want to stay active. Teach me more about some nutrition stuff. But I just want to be well. And I feel like I've been doing good so far, but I really need help on staying well. It's easier to get well than it is to, it's easier to stay well than it is to get well, right? It's easier to stay well than it is to get well. And that's what she came in for. I said, how amazing is that? Right? But how, I can tell you it's not the norm that people come in and say, hey, I'm well and I want to stay well. But so what are you doing to invest in your health to get to that point, right? Again, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, that's what we do there. It's so different. We look at the body as a whole. Now, I do want to, today we've just got some questions. So I had someone earlier today who said, yeah, I probably wouldn't be a good one to come into your office because I love to drink rock stars and I like to drink energy drinks in the morning. I said, oh, well, let me show you this. So I showed him a statistic about sugar, how much sugar. So in one Rockstar energy drink, there are 62 grams of sugar for a 16-ounce container, 62 grams. So you are looking at, 14 different packs of sugar. That's the equivalent to 6 Krispy Kreme original glazed donuts. What? He said, well, no, don't worry. I drink sugar-free. And I said, that's worse. And so we'll go through why the sugar-free option is an even worse option. We'll go through saturated fats. Right? Go see some saturated fat statistics on people who fear fat in their diet. But just answering some overall questions. Water, right? He said, but I drink a ton of water. I said, oh, awesome. He said, but I put the water flavoring, the squeeze water flavoring in there. Is that healthy for you? So I'm going to talk about that too. So just a lot of general nutrition facts and information today, which is awesome. But before we get into that, I want to get into some news.
Dr. Leanne, health news.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health news now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
This style diet may prevent dementia. So this style diet may prevent dementia. Article from CNN. So which diets, you ask, may prevent dementia? Meals from the sunny Mediterranean have been linked to stronger bones, a healthier heart, and longer life, along with a reduced risk of diabetes and high blood pressure. Now, you can actually add lowering your risk for dementia to the ever-growing list of reasons to follow the Mediterranean diet or one of its dietary cousins. So they talked about Mediterranean or a similar, it's considered MIND, M-I-N-D, diet, lowers their risk of dementia by 1/3. And this is actually new research that's being presented at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London this last week. They found that eating a healthy Mediterranean diet is associated with better cognitive function and around 30 to 35% lower risk of cognitive impairment during aging. Awesome. They said the findings were very much relevant to the general public. They investigated the eating habits of nearly 6,000 older Americans with the average age of 68. After adjusting for age, race, gender, low education attainment, lifestyle, and health issues such as obesity, hypertension, diabetes, depression, smoking, physical activity, research found that those who followed the Mediterranean diet or similar diets had a 30 to 35% lower risk of cognitive impair. Those who marginally followed the diet, so not really even that great, just margin, were 18% less likely to exhibit signs of cognitive impair. They talked about forget the pizza and the lasagna. The Mediterranean diet is a simple plant-based cooking with majority of meals focused on fruits and vegetables, whole grains, beans, seeds, with a few nuts and a heavy emphasis on extra virgin olive oil. Say goodbye to refined sugars or flours and other fats such as olive oil. They said they use eggs. Meals may include eggs, dairies, poultries, but in a smaller portion than the Western diet. Fish is a staple. So they were eating clean, right? They talked about how they had at least 3 servings of beans, 2 more of berries, 2 servings of chicken or turkey, and at least 1 serving of fish each week. Olive oil is one of their main ingredients. And they also have a glass of wine a day, a diet I am not upset about adding a glass of wine. But they talked about in 2015, they studied 923 Chicago area seniors and found that those who followed the diet religiously had a 53% lower chance of getting Alzheimer's, while those who followed it moderately lowered their risk by about 35%. Follow-up observational study showed similar benefits, right? And this is one where I'm talking about your health is your choice. Your health is your choice. They talked about while 35% is a greater than expected decrease for a lifestyle choice, I'm not surprised, said one of the directors of Genetics and Aging Research Unit at Massachusetts General Hospital and co-author of a book with Deepak Chopra on genes and aging called Supergenes. They said that the activity of our genes is highly dependent on 4 main factors: diet, exercise, sleep, and stress management. Of these, perhaps diet is most important. So they talk about, again, super genes. So you have genes and then you have genes expression. Lifestyle is oftentimes what factors into that gene expression. It's like your genes load the gun, your lifestyle is what pulls the trigger. Think about all of these things. What is your choice? Diet. Yep. Exercise, yep. Sleep, yep. Stress management, yep. Take responsibility for your own health. Those are lifestyle choices. A choice means that you get to make it. So you choose whether or not you get up in the morning and go to the gym. You choose whether or not to put that piece of pizza in your mouth or put the salad in your mouth. You choose whether or not to go to bed at 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock because you were watching TV or you were surfing the internet on your cell phone. You choose to stress about that situation or not. This is a choice. So you have to think, when you're looking at Alzheimer's, a lot of the times we say, hey, you know what? Just runs in my genes. It's in my family. It's not a choice I made, right? But it is a choice that you're making. And research is backing this more and more and more. What are you doing for your health? Now, when we come back, I have a special little surprise for you. It's amazing. It's going to make you smile and make your day. You're not going to want to miss it. Next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
In the past, box it up like an old
have something exciting for you. I'll tell you what it is next. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can always reach out to us online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, or we've got some awesome Facebook pages, Greenwood Family Chiropractic Facebook. Now, so I'm so biased. Some of you may know I've talked about it on and off throughout my pregnancy, now having a baby. We talked several weeks ago about fevers. You know, my little guy was expressing health, right? If you need to know more about what expressing health means, you can go back to our podcast, Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. You can get it on the podcast app on iPhones. You can check out the website, freedom95.us, under their podcast link. Now, so what is, he was expressing health, right? So he had a fever and was snotty and wasn't feeling well. But his body was doing exactly what it was supposed to. And, you know, most moms, when they have a baby who has a fever of 102, they're, you know, even my husband's like, so when do we take him to the doctor? So so some of you might know a little bit more that have a little one. And just the joys that they bring to your life. I know everyone kind of talks about it, and it's so cliche and cheesy when they're like, oh, it just changes your life. But I got home this past week, and I sat on the floor, and I picked up a little ball, and I was like, hey. So he's almost 9 months old, and I picked up this little ball, and I'm like, ball? And you would have thought that I was the man, my ego. I felt so good. He gave me that laugh, and I'm telling you. Ball. Ball. Oh, the baby laugh. That's your surprise. The baby laugh. Okay, just one more time. Ball. Ball. How can your heart ever be mad when you hear that? So I just thought maybe as we go through and debunk some myths, you can just, if you ever feel like your heart is heavy, you can just go back and listen to the baby laugh and know how great it is and how innocent they are and just fun baby laughs. All right. So talking now more so about saturated fats. So saturated fat. It's kind of, when you talk about saturated fats, people, there's different types. There's saturated fat, there's unsaturated fat, there's trans fats. Saturated fat, what makes them different is basically the chemistry, the makeup of what it is. So saturated fat itself is a type of fat that contains a high proportion of fatty acid molecules without a double bond, considered to be less healthy, right, we're going to talk about, than unsaturated fat. But basically, the type of bond that they have, you'll find where they're more solid at room temperature. Coconut oil, butter, right, high in saturated fat. And forever, we've been talked to about how saturated fat is not healthy for us. So we said, hey, this is where all of the low-fat trend has come into play. Right? Because if you remember your grandma and your great grandma, they were churning butter out in the field and eating it. And the risk of heart disease was exponentially lower. But the problem is that where the idea that saturated fat causes heart disease was actually from a researcher named Ansel Keys. So Ansel Keys did something called the 7-country study. And what the study did is it looked at 7 different countries and the amount of saturated fat that individuals consumed within these countries and its direct correlation to heart disease. And if you look at this graph ever, it is literally one of the most perfect graphs. You see this like upward curve of doom. They said, you know what? Japan had the least amount of saturated fat and they had the least amount of deaths, in regards to heart disease. And then they saw Italy, England and Wales. You know, England and Wales consumed more percentage of total fat calories, and they had an increase of death because of heart disease. Heart Disease Association. And then all the way at the very, very top, the USA had the highest rate of saturated fat consumption and the highest rate of heart disease associated deaths. So I said, hey, there's this direct study. It is just this perfect linear graph that shows I am saying with this study that there is a direct link between fat and heart disease. Here's the problem with that study. In that study, which was the 7-country study, which we look at and view as a landmark study that every doctor references, he actually did 22 countries in his study, but he only plotted 7. So needless to say, Ansel Keys basically cherry-picked the data from 7 countries, which supported his theory that animal fat was the main cause of coronary heart disease, in order to publicize his opinion. The results of what later became known as the 7-country study appeared to show that serum cholesterol was strongly related to coronary heart disease mortality, both at the population and the individual level, right? So at that point, right, and this is in the late 40s, early 50s that this came out, we started making the shift, right? All of a sudden, margarine was on there. We are basing almost all of our knowledge from this on a study that was basically, unfortunately, no more or less than fraud. And it's so unfortunate, and it's so true. So all of a sudden, 1960s, 50s, 60s, we start to see this low fat movement. And in the United States, we saw the highest rates of heart disease ever in the United States. Tell me that there's not, right? Coincidence, maybe. I personally don't think so. There is such a benefit. And now you can see this so much more with the ketogenic diet that was coming in there. It's high fat, right? So all of these people, think about this, blows my mind, should blow your mind. We said, hey, you want to lose weight? You got to be on a low fat diet. Everything that you eat needs to be low fat, because fat, you eat fat, it's going to make you fat. You eat fat, it's actually going to increase your rate of dying from heart disease. And then now, right, fast forward half of a century, a little more than that, huh? Man, time is flying, right? We fast forward to today, where the new craze, right, if you will, is keto or ketogenic style diets, which I really personally enjoy. I have lived the high fat diet for a long time. So when this came out, I'm like, duh, this is what we've been preaching for the last 15 years. We've been telling you about fats, right? And now people are starting to catch on a little bit more. And so there are all of these people who are consuming very low amounts of carbohydrates, which turn into sugar, very, very high amount of fat. And all of a sudden you have people who are losing 10, 20, 30, hundreds, no exaggeration, hundreds of pounds by consuming all of this dietary saturated fat. And you know what's awesome about it? I always check my cholesterol. I do annual blood work. And for the amount of fat I consume, guess what my cholesterol looks like? And I'll tell you this, it runs in my family, right? My mom, my dad, my grandfather died of heart disease. He had a quadruple bypass when he was in his mid-40s. Quadruple bypass, my grandfather. So you would think, hey, you know what? You're doomed. Guess what my cholesterol looks like? Awesome. Guess what my HDLs look like? Super high. LDLs, super low. And I consume a ton of fat. There are benefits of saturated fat, right? One is it actually improved cardiovascular rates. This is awesome. I was looking at to see if I could find any different studies, right? More updated studies. And the fact that there's truth about saturated fats, this is from WebMD. This was back not too long ago. They talked about a recent review of 72 studies, 72, found no link between saturated fat and heart disease. And they said that this isn't the first study to question the idea that saturated fats are bad for your heart. They said 5 years ago, Another research review also found no link between saturated fat and heart disease. Right? That's where people now still are like, oh, I don't eat egg yolks. My cholesterol's high. I can't eat egg yolks. I'm telling you right here, this is telling you that your high cholesterol has nothing to do with egg yolks, because that dietary cholesterol has nothing to do with your cholesterol. The consumption of that fat doesn't lead to that. And so it just really, it's interesting to say. So some of the benefits, right? One, again, is that it actually improves cardiovascular risk factors, because it's a key role in cardiovascular health. The addition of saturated fat to dietary reduces the level of a substance called lipoprotein A that correlates strongly with your risk of heart disease. So saturated fat actually reduces that. Research shows that when women diet, those eating the greatest percentage of the total fat in their diets of saturated fat lose the most weight, which again, we look back at like the ketogenic diet, stronger bones. Saturated fat is required for calcium to be effectively incorporated into bones. Now I have all of these women who for so many years have done all of this low-fat dieting, and we have this huge risk of osteoporosis. Improved liver health, right? Saturated fat has been shown to protect the liver from alcohol and medications, including acetaminophen, and drugs commonly used for pain and arthritis. Healthy lungs, proper lung function, the airspace of the lungs have to be coated with a thin layer of lung surfactant. The fat content of lung surfactant is 100% saturated fatty acid. Boom. Healthy brain. Your brain is made up of fat and cholesterol, right? So when we are having this cholesterol, oh, your cholesterol needs to be, you know, 130. That's so great. And I just did a segment recently about, can your cholesterol be too low? Proper nerve signaling, right? Brain, we are not wireless system. We are a hardwired system. Certain fats, particularly those in butter, coconut oil, function directly as signal messengers that influence metabolism, including critical jobs such as releasing insulin, strong immune system, right? Caprylic acid is actually used as an antiviral agent. So you think about, fat is not a bad thing. Why do we fear fat? Right? It's so important. So if you're one of those people who are still on the low fat kick, start doing your research. Come into the office so we can educate you more to help you make those healthy shifts and change. Because here's the thing. Do you want improved cardiovascular, stronger bones, improved liver, healthy lungs, healthy brain, proper nerve signaling, and a stronger immune system? Because if you do, start consuming more saturated fats, right? Awesome. Now, when we come back, I have a quick testimony to share. You're not going to want to miss it.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Now, we are going over just some general questions. We just talked about saturated fat, good or bad. We talked about why it's awesome to listen to babies laugh and how it's just great for the mind, body, and soul. So, we're going to go through. I was talking to a gentleman here recently, and he was talking to me about how he drinks energy drinks. And I was like, oh, why don't you just drink coffee instead? He said, I don't like coffee. So put some creamer in it. He said, I still don't like coffee. I was like, if you're trying to get caffeine, which is usually why people drink that, is for the caffeine intake. And I said, did you know that one Rockstar energy drink is 62 grams of sugar, the equivalent to 6 Krispy Kreme original glazed donuts? 6. Half a dozen in one sitting. That is crazy, right? So absolutely crazy. We got to figure out what are we doing to our bodies. He said, don't worry. Don't worry. I don't drink regular. I drink sugar-free. And I said, ugh, it's even worse. It's even worse. So I had to share with him why. Right? I had to share with him why. Can't tell you something's bad for you and then not tell you why it's bad for you. So aspartame. Some people have heard of aspartame. Some people have not. Aspartame is an artificial sweetener. People have heard of it as NutraSweet. Aspartame can be found in over 6,000 different products, often sugar-free or diet products. So they are included in, but not exclusive to, things like instant breakfasts, breath mints, cereal, sugar-free gum, coffee beverages, gelatin, so like diet Jell-O, juice beverages, laxative, multivitamins, pharmaceuticals, shakes, mix, soft drinks, tabletop sweeteners, tea beverages, instant teas and coffees, topping mixes, wine coolers, yogurts, milk drinks. Here is the product with problem. Here is the problem with aspartame. It's made up of aspartic acid and phenylalanine. So phenylalanine has been synthetically altered to carry a methyl group, which is responsible for aspartame's sweet taste. The phenylalanine methyl bond also allows the methyl group to break down easily, and when it breaks off, it forms methanol. Here are, once inside of your body, methanol is converted to alcohol dehydrogenase enzyme into formaldehyde, which can wreak havoc on your DNA and sensitive proteins. All animals, except humans, possess the ability to break down methanol into formic acid. We break down into formaldehyde, right? Formaldehyde. Is that good for you? Yes or no? Okay. So here are some of the disorders that are associated with aspartame. Birth defects. So a study that was actually funded by Monsanto to study possible birth defects caused by consuming aspartame was cut off after preliminary data showed damaging information about aspartame. Cut off. Oh my gosh. There's also a book called While Waiting. It's a prenatal guidebook. And it actually states that it's suspected of causing brain damage in sensitive individuals. A fetus may be at risk for some of these effects as well. Brain cancer. Here's what's really interesting about that. I actually pulled up aspartame under the American Cancer Society. So www.cancer.org. American Cancer Society talked about aspartame, how it's sold under Equal or NutraSweets, one of the most popular synthetics. It's 200 times sweeter than sugar. Now, does aspartame cause cancer? So I read it and I'm like, oh, here we go. You're going to say, all right, I don't know if I'm going to agree with this. And so studies done in the lab, animals are exposed to substances to see if it causes tumors or health problems. So one early study suggested that an increased rate of brain tumors in the United States during the 1980s may have been related to aspartame use. Right? Is that not a little bit crazy? It's increased risk to brain cancers. Brain cancers. They also found that a more recent study found that 125,000 people found a link between the consumption of aspartame sweetened sodas and the risk of leukemia, lymphoma, multiple myeloma in men. So that makes sense. You're drinking a chemical, right? Or you're eating a chemical consistently that turns into formaldehyde into our body when it's broken down. And they look at it's turned into formaldehyde in your body. Well, leukemia is what? Cancer of the blood. So especially too, leukemia is really common in children, because you think about even in the average cord blood, they've found upwards of 200 different chemicals that goes into baby. Well, if you are having chemicals circulate through your blood, do you think that there's going to be a likelihood that you have a higher risk of cancer of the blood? Absolutely. So it's not better. I can tell you that overall, if I had a choice between sugar and artificial sweetener, I would choose sugar. If I had a difference to choose between not sugar and something like sugar and something like stevia, I would choose stevia. It's plant-based. I literally can and have grown stevia in my yard. Think about, can you grow aspartame in your yard? No, because it's a chemical. It's made in a factory. Of course you can't. And stevia still has no effect on your blood sugar. So you just have to be careful, because a lot of stevia products, they're actually sweetened with dextrose first. So they trick you, which is kind of unfortunate. But there's other ways. If you're like, hey, in the morning, I'm down. I really want to be able to get that caffeine kick. Look at coffee instead. There is stevia sweetened sodas that you can get that don't have the caramel coloring, which is a known carcinogen. It's sweetened with the stevia, and some of them still have caffeine in it, right? So you can get it from another source there. So there's always different sources that you can go to, but you have to be cognizant to look at, let's make the best choice. And artificial sweeteners are definitely not that. They're so incredibly toxic to your health. So remember that testimony I told you about? Her life-changing testimony? We'll get to that next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us.
Once in a while, I catch myself. Once in a while, I ask myself, what am I doing? Once in a while, I need your help. But once in a while, I feel like, ooh, I just want to dance and feel good.
Do you to feel and be good? You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. If you want to schedule an appointment, you can check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Go to schedule an appointment. Initial exam and consultation, if you let us know, is only $25. Sit down, go through a little bit more what's going on with you health-wise and overall how we can get your health moving in the right direction. Now, I have a patient who came in and has just been ecstatic about some of the results that she's seen. Her name is Jan, and I want to share Jan's testimony.
Hi, my name is Jan, and this is my story. About 4.5 years ago, I woke up in the middle of the night with horrible pain. I ended up going to my dentist and I was diagnosed with TMJ. It was awful. When the TMJ would flare up, I would have to take Tylenol and ibuprofen multiple times a day just to take care of the pain. About August of last year, I decided I could not handle the pain anymore and decided to try chiropractic care. I wasn't able to chew gum. I wasn't able to eat raw vegetables because the pain was just too great. I came here to Greenwood Chiropractic, and after several months of adjustments, I can tell you today that about 2.5 weeks ago, I started chewing gum again without any issues whatsoever. I can eat raw vegetables again without any issues whatsoever. What has changed? I can eat whatever I want to now because of the chiropractic care that I've received here. I've changed very little other than just doing exercises and changed my diet. But because of the chiropractic care that I've received here, my TMJ is taken care of. My name is Jan, and this is my story.
Now, if you want to figure out more how we can help you with your health, you got to give us a call. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or, like I said, you can schedule an appointment online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. It'll ask you to fill out some time availabilities. You'll send it in. My team will call you back, get you scheduled for a time so we can see what's going on and ultimately how to help. I can tell you that people are so excited by the time they get back to see us, only because they see what the office has to hold. They see how different it is, right? We are not one of the offices where you walk in and everyone's kind of dreary and down. You're going to walk in and we'll say, hey, great to see you. I had a patient who would sit and just cross his arms and wobble and was so mad. And one day I finally was like, what is wrong? Like, what can we help you with? He's like, I just don't understand why everyone in here is so happy and wants to talk and everyone's smiling. And I was like, oh, well, yeah, this is the problem that we have. Everyone's too happy and feels too good. And like, it's just one where you're like, oh, I want to palm my face. Like, I just can't believe that you see this as a problem. This is what we do. You'll see families in the office, kids getting well. You know, that's my goal and mission, is not to get an individual well, right? I couldn't imagine eating well and exercising and taking my supplements and doing all of this great stuff for my health. I'm not doing that for my child. I couldn't imagine every time I put out vitamins, I put out the vitamins for me and vitamins for my husband. And he doesn't ask questions. He just takes them, right? But this is what we're doing as a team to be healthy. I want him to be with me and with our kids and be healthy and happy. You know, that's what life is about. And that's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. You know, we take care of full families. We restore health to where people were sick and suffering. We have life return to people. And that's what you were designed to do. That's what you were designed to be. You know, but we've got to see you first. And I think that's the first step for people. That's the hardest, is you've got to take that first step of calling or going online and scheduling an appointment, right? It's 893-2853. It's 2853 or greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. It's $25. You think about $25 to come in and consult to see what's going on with your health and whether we can help. That's literally 2-foot-long sandwiches and 2 drinks, right? Like, is your health worth that? Is changing your life worth that? Is making your next step worth that $25? And I will tell you, I am 100% biased, but absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. And we're a pretty friendly office, right? We meet you where you're at. We'll figure out what we can do overall to meet those health goals. But I'm telling you, to see and understand that transformation, how it happens and what we can do, it's literally, literally life-changing. So again, 317-893-2853, it's 893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. So hopefully you learned some things today. You got some baby giggles. Yes, the best. So we can end with a smile, some love, some happiness. Thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.